Venetian Legends by Alberto Tozofei. Radio Magica Edition. Narrated by Jamie Ballard and
Paula Spitali.
The Monster of the Dark Waters. Running along the Fondamenta della Dogana alla Salute, starting from the famous 17th century votive church celebrating Venice's deliverance from the plague, the Grand Canal gradually widens and flows into the Bacino di San Marco. On the tip is the Punta della Dogana da Mar, the farthest edge of the Dorso Duro district, with St. Mark's Square on one side and the island of San Giorgio Maggiore on the other. Built in the late 17th century by Giuseppe Benoni, the Punta della Dogana rises where there was once an old tower with tall, crenellated walls, which were part of the ancient city's defensive system. The architectural structure is crowned by two bronze atlases holding up a golden sphere, on which the goddess Fortune stands in balance. This is definitely one of the most scenic and picturesque spots in Venice. But when the night is windy, one must be careful not to lean out too far from shore, because bursting out from the rippling water of the lagoon, there might suddenly appear the Monster of the Dark Waters. In fact, old folk tales tell about a large hollow located right below the Punta della Dogana, where a frightening creature, halfway between the Nordic Kraken and the Scottish Nessie, would dwell. The monster, which looks like a huge and scaly sea snake, appears very rarely and only on moonless nights when the wind creases the water and the shapes that move through it become indistinguishable. The last sighting dates back to a dark night with the new moon, way back in 1933. Two fishermen, petrified by fear, described how they saw the sea monster suddenly emerge a few feet from their boat while they were fishing for squid with a small fishing lamp. They explained that the extraordinary creature had opened his disproportionately large mouth and swallowed a seagull whole, then tried to catch more before disappearing into the black waters of the lagoon, fortunately ignoring the boat and the people who were on board. From the overwrought and confused description the fisherman gave, the beast had a dark, smooth, spiral-shaped body and was about 26 feet long and 3 feet large at its thickest. The two men also reported that, while moving, the creature's body had swung rhythmically and its horse-like head, with a huge mouth and white, saw teeth, remained right above the wave level.